Often, when large international disasters happen, they can feel far away or just part of the news cycle. However, families involved in humanitarian crisis impact a greater global community of family and friends with ties to the situation. In Venezuela, the back-to-back earthquakes measuring 7.2 and 7.5 on the Richter scale occurred within seconds of each other on the morning of June 24th. The devastation this caused is hard to comprehend, especially in a country with limited communications and ongoing humanitarian issues even before the massive quakes. Mimochima, a Humboldt County, Venezuelan restaurant and fixture of the Shelter Cove food scene, is desperately trying to help those stuck in Venezuela dealing with a horrible ongoing situation. The Graham family, who owns the restaurant, is accepting donations via an Amazon wish list and holding a fundraiser at Mimochima on Sunday, July 5th. We spoke with Indiana Graham to learn more about the current situation in Venezuela and the upcoming fundraiser. What are you hearing from family and friends who are in the situation in Venezuela? What's the current situation on the ground like?
Well, it's actually really hard to contact family members right now. One of my family members, she is a paramedic. They're trying to do anything and everything right now. Venezuela has been in a serious humanitarian crisis for many years. This is not the first fundraiser we've ever done for Venezuela because of all the issues, but it's just very hard to get any help from the government. So there's just a lot of people just trying to get their families out by their bare hands, and there's a lot of desperation.
Could you tell our listeners a little bit about your fundraiser on Sunday, July 5th?
Yes. So we're having an arepazo for Venezuela. Arepas are a local cuisine there. It's very popular. You eat it for breakfast. Sunday, July 5th, which is actually Venezuela's Independence Day. So it'll be this Sunday. That's 11 a.m. And it will go until we run out of arepas, essentially. We're trying to raise as much funds as we possibly can. And we're also trying to collect donations if people would like to collect donations. We have an Amazon list that is extremely detailed. Since we have people on the ground, there's a lot of people needing medical help, and that's pretty much what they're asking for is medical supplies right now. But, yeah, we're just trying to raise as much awareness and as much funds to help the people in Venezuela.
And then for those that can't make it on Sunday, how can they find out more about how to contribute to the cause you're supporting?
Yeah, so if people can't make it on Sunday, we'll always have a donation jar at the restaurant for Venezuela. You can always stop by, ask them any questions. We also have on the flyer a PayPal account that we're sending directly to Venezuela to buy supplies, because like I said, it's very community first. As a Venezuelan, we have to help the people on the ground. And then also we do have an Amazon wish list, which you can scan the code or open up the link and buy whatever you want from that wish list. It'll be sent directly to the restaurant. And then once we collect a truckload will be driving down to San Francisco to drop all the supplies off.
Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
I would just like to share that Venezuelans right now, if you have a Venezuelan in your life, just, you know, give them a big hug, because the whole country is truly in mourning. And we've been having to rely on our brothers and sisters for so long that we're kind of tired at this point. And it's just very sad to see how the country has been. So I just want to say to anybody that's Venezuelan out there, I just send you the biggest hug on earth, and we're all in it together. And I hope and pray that people's families get rescued.
If you would like to help Mimochima deliver aid to the Venezuelan people, you can attend their fundraiser starting at 11 a.m. on July 5th at 210 Wave Drive in Shelter Cove. If you are unable to attend, there is a PayPal set up for direct donations along with an Amazon wish list. We'll be uploading the flyer for the event, which includes the donation links, to our social media at KMUD News on Facebook and Instagram. Reporting for KMUD, I'm April Lewis.